wonderful listeners. This is a very short episode, but I wanted to share some of our stories about the podcast, about ourselves, what we've been celebrating, and what we and you can look forward to soon. First, I wouldn't leave you hanging without any distilled Torah breakdown, so here goes. We're in the last portion of Leviticus/Vayikra. Woohoo! We made it to Bechukotai. What's that about, you ask? Well, I'm glad you asked, and I'm here to tell you. Following commandments and laws? Great. Good things are headed your way, like rain and an abundance of food and peace so that you can enjoy your food. Unlikely military victories, population growth, and the introduction of the first-in, first-out food safety system, because there's going to be so much and we don't want anything to spoil. God's down to chill with everyone as our God, and we're God's people, and all is good, right? Maybe. If you don't follow the laws and commandments, illness, disease, famine, military defeats, constant migration, death by wild beasts, because, you know, that's a thing that can happen. And if you really push God to the edge, cannibalism. Yikes. Destruction of foreign temples, death, and external exile. Okay. Once the bad seeds are wiped out, sorry for that Behar-based pun, God will remember that there was a promise made about this land and maybe give it back. Maybe. Oh, by the way, if you as a human want to make a vow, you've got to pay up. Put your money where your mouth is, because that's the only way that your vow is worth shekels. 50 shekels of silver, to be exact. Hopefully Gabe's proud of this week's rundown. We'll find out. It'll be an adventure. Speaking of adventures, here are some of ours, which have been the reason for some of our recently missed episodes. Idan, got married, was awesome, is working hard on a million projects, supported his friends, celebrated Yom HaTzedek. Check out Tzedekbox at launch.tzedekbox.org, the link's in the show notes. Made sure that Gabe and I knew that there were actual episodes that needed to be recorded and scheduled, and is ensuring that this particular one gets out. Thanks, Idan. Gabe, made multiple trips up and down between Brooklyn and Short Hills, New Jersey, has been helping with puppy walking duty, reasons why will be revealed soon. Prepared, practiced for, and performed his comps, cantorial finals, which included music from the entire year. Woohoo, Gabe! Cleaned his room, made dinners, helped create a theme-building exercise for 11 people, and, as this recording is released, will be at Havanashira in Wisconsin, continuing to be awesome, and building his musical craft. Really excited to hear all of the music in my living room shortly. Amanda, that's me! Well, folks, as you may have heard, I took a COVIDcation, earned my master's in Hebrew literature, went back to the hospital for a severe allergic reaction to, well, who knows. Finished my finals, am wrapping up my work at my current internship, preparing for my chaplaincy internship, which, just in case you were curious, takes place 12 hours after I finish my current one, and I'm scheduling out about a million episodes of this podcast. Oh, and I'm trying to get Sakia trained as a therapy dog. It's all super exciting, but that's a lot. However, we're really excited to have a more regular release of episodes coming your way soon with an incredible lineup of guests. Believe it or not, over the last year and a half, we've had close to 11,500 downloads in 41 countries and 49 states. We're still missing South Dakota and Wyoming, but we're not giving up yet. And we're still going strong as we begin to wrap up season 2 and plan out season 3. If you're interested in supporting us and helping continue the work, head to our website, www.drinkinganddroshing.com, which has a support us button that can help us keep the show running. And if you're interested in coming on as a guest or Q&A guest, please reach out to us through the website's contact link. We check emails pretty regularly. Thank you all for being incredible listeners, friends, supporters, and teachers on our journey. We're excited to start back strong with you in the Book of Numbers next week. So, in the words of the Sanhedrin of NSYNC, we wave bye-bye-bye to the Book of Exodus with Bechukotai and get really excited to start the Book of Bamidbar or Numbers in the next episodes. Hazak, hazak, v'nit hazek, strength, strength, and may we all be strengthened together. L'chaim, everyone.